Nolte, Disney Snow White premiere to shield big-mouthed star Rachel Zegler from media. By John Nolte on March 11, 2025. The Disney grooming syndicate is scaling back its Snow White premiere to shield its star, Rachel the big-mouthed Zegler, from the media. The Penske Media Death Star can spin it all day long, but this boils down to that. Penske's far-left Variety reports that the red carpet will not include the dozens of media outlets usually invited by Disney to interview the cast and creatives at its premieres. Here's what this all boils down to. Rachel Zegler is basically the Inspector Clouseau of public relations. For the past 2 years, she has stepped on rakes, fallen into swimming pools, lit herself on fire, and run around without any pants. Unlike Inspector Clouseau, however, who somehow bumbles into achieving his goal, I'm afraid the final box office for Snow White will be just another pratfall for the unappealing, smug, unibrowed star. First, she trashed the universally beloved 1937 animated version of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs as backwards and in desperate need of a progressive correction. It was wrong to make Snow White a love story, you see. She's not going to be saved by the prince, Zegler pronounced. She's not going to be dreaming about true love. She's dreaming about becoming the leader she knows she can be. She also accused the prince of stalking Snow White. She later tried to take it all back. After Donald Trump's triumphant re-election, Zegler wrote, "May Trump supporters and Trump voters and Trump himself never know peace." She later tried to take it all back. Production problems led to reshoots that reportedly increased the budget to over $300 million. Zegler's big mouth led to the movie being delayed into 2025. And now this stinker is projected to open at just $53 million next week, which would be a catastrophe. This is especially a catastrophe for the child groomers at Disney, who will still be licking their wounds over the box office failure of Captain America, Brave New World. In general, Disney was smart to keep the media away at the premiere. It would be impossible for reporters to ask about anything other than the myriad of scandals, which would only dredge it all up again. At this point, there's nothing Zegler can say that will not dig a deeper hole. Snow White's only possible salvation is solid gold reviews and word of mouth. A truly great movie can overcome just about anything. But, like all decent and normal people, I'm hoping it bombs. Disney hates us. Zegler hates us. It's okay to hate them back. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.